Thank you for calling. Who's this?
I'm Cecil Thomas. Could I speak with Samantha, please?
Sure. May I have your name, please?
Cecil Thomas.
Just a minute. Okay. All right. Cecil, just give me a moment here, and she'll be on the call in a moment.
Did I understand that she's going to call me back?
All right, just a minute. Let me just transfer the call.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for calling back, Cecil. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi.
I have only one thing in mind, and that is you mentioned that you did not have some emails between Patrick and me.
Mm-hmm.
So let me explain those to you.
Okay.
On January 9th at 7:19 a.m.,
mm-hmm.
I wrote, attached is the ghost editing questionnaire. Let me know when you are ready for manuscripts on the four parts.
Okay.
Later that same day at 12:03 p.m.,
mm-hmm.
I mentioned that when I would be available for a phone call because he wanted to talk on phone. So at this point, I am not clear on where we are in the process.
Okay.
He followed 27 minutes later and said, regarding the project progress, we have received the manuscript and forms from your end. We are now ready to kickstart the project. I have already shared the manuscript with my team for a comprehensive line-by-line editing process focusing on grammatical errors and punctuation.
Mm-hmm.
This step ensures that everything is in order.
Mm-hmm.
Once the editing is complete, I will share the edited draft with you for your review and approval. I look forward to collaborating closely on this project.
Mm-hmm.
So my follow-up email was basically saying, what are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have the manuscript. You haven't told me you're ready for them yet.
Right. So this was the email that you were referring to in our previous conversation, that you got an acknowledgement from someone that they have received the manuscript, correct?
That's from Patrick, yes.
Yes. Okay, Cecile. Let me go ahead and look into that. As I mentioned to you, give me like 24 to 48 hours. I'm going to send you a written correspondence along with the resolutions as well, refund resolution, of course, because I see that you're not willing to work with a new team or anything like that, correct?
I'm not willing to what?
You're not willing to work with a change of team, a new team, and a new project manager, right?
That is correct.
Okay, perfect. So just give me some time. Let me go over this, and I will also complete your case study and forward that to the finance department. I should be responding back to you by tomorrow or the following day, within 48 hours max, okay?
Okay. Thank you very much. By the way, do you have that email that I just read to you?
I will have to dig that up. See, I don't have the access to Patrick's communication at this point of time. I only had that screenshot that I told you about, the first email that I sent you. So I'll just have to dig that up a little bit further, and then I will confirm that to you, okay?
Okay, it's all on January 9th, and I guess the last email I sent Patrick was on the 10th.
Right. Gotcha. Thank you so much for that information, Cecil, and do not worry. I am your spokesperson here, so I will resolve this, and I'll make sure that it's a win-win for you, okay?
Okay. I thank you very much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Have a good day.